Thank you so much. Yep, this is good. The only reason that I'm reading first is so that you guys can enjoy more the poets to come after me. Okay, so let me start with something I just wrote over the weekend. Title is Dreams Swallowed. Speak not of the days that I could roar like a raging tiger, for now I praise a mild chill that makes a good autumn stay. Treading miles after miles through storms with nothing to rise up in the horizon, sleep can no longer be turned away. Cloud deep, mist cold, thoughts frozen, awake is sleep and sleep awake. Reality, dream, and dream is reality. Burn to its end, a candle spills, but cold ashes is flickering and memory lost. Before the tears of ages frost into a harsh companion, I shall sing aloud the butterfly song and ruffle flowers to keep falling from skies that wither into a pyramid that is me. Now, this one is more like a rant. Just the title is I Am Amish. On October 2nd, 2006, a gunman burst into a one-room Amish school house in Pennsylvania at a place called Paradise. The gunman took girl students hostage. He lined them up in front of chalkboard and started shooting. Marion Fisher asked the gunman, shoot me first. Certain was she that did not even have to think it over. Shoot me next, that was Barbie Fisher. At 11, she was way too young to follow. These two were sisters. What crossed their mind in that fatal encounter? Should those youngsters from harm and danger just that simple. Five little angels perished, six more critically wounded. In that brutal Amish schoolhouse slaughter, how sick a man to pull such trigger? How could his eyes not faze? How could his heart not pause? How could his hand not tremble? We must not think evil of this man, pleaded Amish grandfather. Pray he be right, it must not be evil, for there must be no land that could rule such horror. How could the Amish raise such a pair of sisters? What a pair of loving, courageous, and selfless sisters. Would your children and mine make such an altar? Wouldn't you or I be so buckled as to even make an altar? How much pride should I wear? How much sobbing could I bear? How much shame could I harbor? How much louder could I ponder? Why did I not hear yours and my screams echo all over? I would give my stripe, I would give my flesh, do whatever to purify my soul so that I can no longer have to live wonder. Do whatever to cleanse my heart so that I could feel pain over and forever. A 13-year-old Marion Fisher and an 11-year-old Barbara Fisher show how life really matters. I dream of awakening to the giggle. I dream of seeing them in parents' affectionate cuddle. I have before visited Amish villages. I saw them at a distance or in buggies. They were strangers. They were not the world in the world we traveled. Yet they were such gigantic mirrors. They need no modern amenities. All there was simplicity. Simplicity, there's no ambiguity. Compassion has no ambiguity. Forgiveness has no ambiguity. Love has no ambiguity. Sacrifice has no ambiguity. Courage has no ambiguity. No ambiguity, just simplicity. Virtue could only come from simplicity. For Marion and Bobby Fischer, it was a simple Amish nature. In Marion and Bobby Fischer, we found much more than just our daughters. Now, the next two out is my translation from a modern Taiwanese poet. The first one is called Beyond the Smoke. In the midst of roaring waves, I call your name, and your name already drifted thousands of sails away. Tides move in, tides move out. My left footprint just got a glimpse of the afternoon. My right footprint already witnessed the dusk. June turned out to be a book of so much melancholy, with an ending sad and beautiful. The sun sunk in the west, you still stare at the purity of the white in that man's eye. He nailed to you, to yesterday, to that piece of cloud that hung beautifully the whole afternoon. Oh, ocean, why among all the lamps only lit up that bewildered one? What is now left to be grasped? The pupil of your eyes was called cloud, but now be named smoke. So there's another translation called trees. Where until light and shadows all turn into fruits, you will quiveringly remember yesterday. Then your face will become more beautiful than in your first night. Rain and snow would not come. Woodpeckers would not come. Not even a single wisp of worry that can be used to torture yourself in extremely boredom would not come. Was it fire or something else that drove you to break into the earth, the cold, hard earth? Do you hear not the howling in your vein? Let me be a leaf and let frost dye my meat red and let whatever water flow gently over me. Just you awake from your sleep and the world becomes an integral of green. On a snowy night, you then will hear the cold sound of a bluebird flapping its wings. So maybe let me do something romantic here to cheer you guys up. Pray it couldn't be. A melancholy resides somewhere inside me. But knowing where to locate, not knowing where to locate its hideout, I've been plagued with much anxiety. I cannot give it a massage. I cannot ask it to rest. Feeling the sadness shadows me. Pondering on finding the cause, I look at the stuffs I lost. I look at the bumps I tripped. I have been moved by many things, not knowing which scare me the deepest. The melancholy is simmering agony inside me. I can solve for melancholy I don't know. I can let go a melancholy I can't grasp. So I went back and counted the stuff that touched me most. Can be the withering of the flowers, can be the diminishing of the sunset, can be the fading of the rainbows, can be the dimming of the stars. Those were like seasons went and seasons came. Could it be the mourning for the youth lost? Could it be the mourning for the friends gone? Could it be the mourning of life unfulfilled? Could be the mourning for a love altered. Like a river, water passed me. None of this that I treasure would return. I do mourn deeply for them. But this melancholy is much different. I feel some ache, but knowing where. I feel some loss, but not knowing what. I feel some dread, but knowing why. Could it be that so yet unexplored, fight for possibility, pray it could not be, pray it better not be. I am past that, I think.
Thank you. Thank you.